Hey there, welcome to Season 2, Episode 27. My name is Chris Abraham, and I am in a sound cave surrounded by heavy traffic. So if this is appalling, please forgive me. I think actually where I'm sitting exacerbates the issue, which I think is entirely funny. So, what I'm going to do is I'm going to introduce the episode, and then I'm going to move to a quieter place and record a little bit down the road. My name's Chris Abraham. This is Chris Cast. I believe it is episode 27. I am a dude, just a dude, who is 51, so I'm a Gen X dude. And, it is episode 27, season 2, episode 27, and the topic of today's episode is slender and healthy people treat food like medicine. They don't eat meals. They take dosage. They take doses of food. Surrounded by diesel trucks. They only select the foods that they need to give them energy. They consider those things. And then when their dose is complete, they tend to either underdose or dose appropriately or skip their dose. So those are the three things that normal eaters do. They either forget their dose, they underdose, or they dose correctly. Whereas I believe that if you reconsider obesity as a type of overdosing, it'll make a lot more sense to me and to you. I consider meals to be a spiritual, familial, experiential, cultural thing. And that doesn't seem to be the way healthy eaters, slender people, or people who eat the wrong things, but they tend to eat the wrong things according to how they are prescribed. So if you look on the back of a box, you will see the dosage. One serving equals. One serving is generally half or a third of what you and I might think a bowl of cereal with milk is, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. However, I've seen it in real life. I've seen it amongst people who are lieutenant colonel retired, who are, you know, they'll be like, let's go out and eat a lot of, crab at the crab shack. But they won't eat a lot of crab. They'll make a big mound of shells, but they will eat a modicum amount of crab. And that particular guy, in terms of the dosage thing, his problem with dosage and overdosing is with regards to beer, wine, and alcohol, right? So it really does come down to dose. And I think that if you treat food, if you're having a problem struggling with obesity, struggling with overeating, struggling with morbid obesity, have a problem with type 2 diabetes, have a problem with fatty liver, have a problem with heart disease, are pre-diabetic, etc., I think that you should treat your eating routine in the same way that you treat your rigorous medicine routine. You know, if you're a compliant person, you take your medicines in the morning, you take your medicines in the evening, you make sure that you have a bite of food with the medicines that require it. You make sure that you drink a lot of water with it. You make sure that when you travel, you bring your pills with you. And then if you're even a little bit more Virgo or a little bit more, I guess, anal, you have, or if you're forgetful, or if you're aging, or if your medicines are complicated, then you certainly do have packets, pill boxes, etc. I think that if you talk to healthy people, they do exactly that sort of thing. In fact, the ones that are intentionally healthy, like nutritionists and fitness models and people who are pursuing, whose number one focus is beauty, health, longevity, etc., you will realize that they start to package their food like medicine, right? So they bulk cook on Sunday, and then they prepackage their meals in dosages for the rest of the week, right? A dose of brown rice, a dose of broccoli, a dose of chicken, a dose of side salad, a dose of vinegar, of cider vinegar, and a dose of olive oil with a dose of salt and pepper to taste. And then that's what they do. They make sure that the dosage is appropriate for their health pursuit. They make sure that they do something called macronutrients, which is, if you think about the old if you think about the old world of pharmacy, pharmacists used to make their own dosages by adding the component parts of the medicine, and that is, I think it's apothecary, yeah, apothecary. And that is exactly what people are doing when they pursue macronutrients, right? They want a certain amount of protein, a certain amount of fat, and a certain amount of carbohydrates. And then they consider things like niacin, potassium, calcium, vitamin C, different types of amino acids, etc., 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 etc. When you meet someone who's an extreme nutritionist, extreme gym rat, you will quickly realize that they have everything broken down and they are their own personal their own personal pharmacist, and their food is not necessarily a pleasure vehicle, but it is an essential part of the food medicine that they are intaking into their body every day. So I don't know if I need a second part of this issue, of this episode. I'm just sorry about the background noise. We'll see how this does in terms of doing a good job of filtering anything out, but in fact, I was watching too much TikTok this morning, and I was watching, they were talking about, what is it called? They were talking about, food disorders, and they were talking about eating disorders, and they were talking about how, bodybuilders have two things that they do. They have a bulking season and they have a reducing season, and they defined the reducing season as just not eating, and they defined the bulking season as you have to stuff yourself until you're completely full and then eat more. So bodybuilders treat all food in the same way that they treat, you know, I don't know if you guys were in high schools that were like this, but I was in a supremely sporty school, and everybody was always talking about supplements, protein powder, what type of aminos you were getting, etc., etc., etc. Well, they've taken it further and they have added cider vinegar and broccoli and brown rice and chicken and steak and all these other things, spinach, etc., as a way of pre-training and post-training recovery, bulking, reducing, cutting, as they call it. Anyway, that was my insight into this. I think I have another episode that I want to talk about food, but I will talk to you soon. I hope you're having a delightful day. And please let me know in the notes or via email whether it's too loud, etc. I'm going to come back after this break and I'll give you all my contact info. Welcome back. This is Chris Cass, Season 2, Episode 27. Thank you for listening to my blah, blah, blah with all the amplified car noises. That's how I do today. I was going to read it to you or speak it to you or podcast to you in my Penrose Square Park, but there was literally a guy there who was using a blower to blow out all the leaves that have started falling down in the park from over the weekend. And I allowed him his Sisyphean task, mostly because I know that a blower blows loudly, but I don't know if it blows loudly as these diesel trucks and buses that are passing. So, je ne sais pas. All right, so my name's Chris Abraham. You can reach me at +1-202-352-5051. I've re-added Snapchat, so you can reach me that way at Abraham Chris J. I don't know how to use it. I've never used it, but it seems like people are messaging that way. +1-202-352-5051 will also get a phone call to me or a text or a signal or a WhatsApp or a Telegram. But I will not answer phone calls unless I recognize them. And if you text me with just, hey, I'll just assume that you're some weird Indian, text spammer. Because that's what they say. Hey, or like, whoever that is, right, who's trying to get me to join their OnlyFans or whatever. So, say, hello, Chris, I'm a fan of your podcast, or something like that. If you want to talk to me, you can. It's at Calendly.com/Chris Abraham. And my email is chris@abraham.su. My website is at chrisabraham.com. My Facebook is at Facebook/Chris Abraham. Is it fb.me/Chris Abraham? Whatever. Twitter is at Chris Abraham. Instagram's at Chris Abraham. Google, YouTube is at Chris Abraham. YouTube.com/Chris Abraham. And what else? I am on TikTok. And on TikTok, I am at Christopher Abraham, I believe. And, oh, yeah. This is the podcast. The home base for the podcast is anchor.fm/Chris Abraham. And if you want to support me, it's anchor.fm/Chris Abraham/support. You can find me on all platforms and all apps. And if you would be so kind to review, comment, give me stars, etc., I would really appreciate it. And I don't mind. I don't mind negative reviews because, like, nobody, like 19 people listen to this podcast. So I would even take negative attention because I'm the child of alcoholics. Love you guys. Aloha, mahalo. Merci beaucoup. Donc, juvel. Donc, zer. And, gracias. Muchas gracias. Merci beaucoup. And, ciao for now.